Football under the lights has become ubiquitous. The NFL boasts Monday night football, Sunday night football, and more recently Thursday night football. Saturday night football is reserved for the NCAA, and for fans of the high school game, there's Friday night lights. But it wasn't always so. Steve McCloskey is the director of athletic operations for Mansfield University in Pennsylvania, which is recognized as the site of the first official night football game on September 28th, 1892. Steve, welcome to Only a Game.
Glad to be here.
Mansfield's game against Wyoming Seminary was played 13 years after Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. General Electric brought in a generator for the Great Mansfield Fair, but it could only power 30 of those light bulbs. Could anybody see anything?
Well, that was really one of the problems and what led to its demise here at Mansfield for 121 years. The concept was great, but the practicality proved to be a little bit of a frustration. Football was only a year old in Mansfield. We had only played in 1891. And when you think back about it, Mansfield itself would not have lights or electricity for five more years after this event.
Now, this is the town you're talking about,
the town itself. You can only imagine how marvelous this thought would be to people of that generation. The electric light was coming to their life. They had heard about it. They had read about it. It was the buzz of all buzzes. And the fair used this as a promotional aspect. They were bringing a generator here, and GE was providing lights to show rural folks what the future really looked like. So people were certainly excited about that, and some innovative students here at Mansfield decided, if you're going to turn them on, why don't you let us play under the lights? So they rigged up a light pole in the actual center of the field. So at that time, it was the 55-yard line. Strung six lights on the top of the pole, and then took the remainder lights and put those in the grandstands, which were old-time, all-wooden baseball grandstands.
Now, that September 28th, 1892 game ended at halftime in a 0-0 tie because the referee deemed it, quote, inconvenient to continue. The town of Mansfield was finally wired for electric lights, as you say, 5 years after that first game, but nobody got around to installing lights on the football field until this summer. What took so long?
Well, like I told you, we had some problems in that first game. There were some issues. So the university decided to back away from that after 121 years of studying the situation. We are now convinced that the concept is viable. We're confident the technology has finally caught up to the product.
You got some deliberate decision makers out there.
It just became the fact that Pennsylvania college football was always Saturday afternoon affairs. And it really wasn't until the 1990s that some of our fellow institutions in the Pennsylvania state system of higher education actually started installing lights. It just became time.
Mansfield's return to night football after an absence of 121 years will be held on September 14th. So, Steve, is it too late to buy a ticket?
Never too late to buy a ticket. We expect to have the largest crowd in school history. It's already received great attention in our region and state and now on a national level. But the nice thing about our stadium on campus is that Mansfield, our nickname is the Mountaineers. We're located in the mountains. And our stadium is a half amphitheater. So when the seats run out, the hill keeps on going up. And we can see 10,000. We have never sold out the stadium, but we'll have a great crowd for that event on the 14th, and it's going to be an all-day extravaganza. It's not often you get an opportunity to actually participate in history, but on September 14th, the people of Mansfield will get to repeat their own history.
Steve McCloskey is the Director of Athletic Operations at Mansfield University. Steve, thank you very much for joining me.
My pleasure.